I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. Former El Paso County Sheriff Terry Makeda has been acquitted of 3 out of 7 charges. The jury was deadlocked on the other four. The Colorado Springs Gazette reports prosecutors are undecided as to whether or not to retry Makeda on those hung counts. Popular Colorado Springs DIY music venue, the Flux Capacitor, is getting a new home. The musician-run warehouse space, which was shuttered in December over fire code violations, is moving to a historic downtown building owned by the Pikes Peak Library District. 91.5 KRCC's Jake Brunell has more.
The district says the long-empty Knights of Columbus building will soon be available to community groups looking to host music, art, and other events. Organizers of the Flux Capacitor have been searching for a new space since it closed, and they're now partnering with PPLD to hold concerts in the building. Flux co-founder Brian Ostro says he's glad to have access to a facility where he doesn't have to operate in a legal gray area.
It's still a huge community feel, and that's kind of what Flux was in the grand spectrum of things. It wasn't the illegality of it, it was the fact that it's, you know, people in the community doing something.
For its part, the Pikes Peak Library District says it sees the partnership with Flux Capacitor as an opportunity to broaden its mission and reach a new demographic. The partnership is currently in an experimental phase, with only a handful of limited capacity events planned. However, organizers say the space will soon be open for regular use by the community. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Jake Brownell.
And this is 91.5 KRCC News.